Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And the Jaguars made a change in their nickel package. They inserted Nick Marshall, the former quarterback at Auburn, to the corner spot when Aaron Colvin moves into the nickel position. And it was a little nerve-wracking, I guess you could say, early in that ball game, but it paid off. Let's take a look. And the first play for Nick Marshall was the third play of the ball game, and he's lined up across from T.Y. Hilton, the deep specialist for the Colts, and he's playing it nicely. But the ball's underthrown. T.Y. comes back and makes the catch on it for 57 yards. Not a great way to start the game, but as a corner, you got to have a short memory. And Nick Marshall does have a short memory because now he's lined up against Dante Moncrief later in the ball game. He was aware of the back shoulder throw earlier. This time, he plays it nicely. An incomplete pass. That's a win for Nick Marshall. Nick is at the top of the screen, matched up against Dante Moncrief, playing a zone scheme. Look at the plant and break by Nick. I like this. Boom. Plants his foot, breaks on the ball, gets his hand in there to compete for the ball. This is a contested ball. It's complete, but I like the way that he is contesting the catch. And that's something that we have not seen in past weeks in the Jaguars' nickel package. This might be my favorite play by Nick Marshall. Hasselbeck is out of the game. Charlie Whitehurst is in, and he's extending the play, so Nick Marshall has to cover Dante Moncrief down the side. Good position, head back around, arms up, pass defense. And the other thing that I'm looking forward to seeing out of Nick Marshall, he has great ball skills. More to come soon for Nick Marshall. It's amazing to think that 1 year ago, Nick Marshall was playing quarterback at Auburn. He made the switch to defensive back at the Senior Bowl where the Jaguars coaches were at. The arrow is up for Nick Marshall. Think about what he's going to be like in the future when he gets some experience. Now, the arrow is not up for the Atlanta Falcons. They started out the season great, 5 consecutive wins. The last 6 have been losses, and the frustration showed against the Carolina Panthers. Let me show you. The frustration was showing because the Falcons got shut out against the Carolina Panthers, and Roddy White at the bottom of the screen against B'nai Ben-Wickery had a little altercation before this play, which led to this play. Some fisticuffs. That doesn't look good for a football team. And at the top of the screen, Julio Jones against Josh Norman. A little extracurricular stuff going on there by Julio Jones. Frustration clearly showing with an offense that was expected to be high-powered. Even though the Falcons may be frustrated, they are potent. They have one of the best backs in the league in Devontae Freeman. Look at him on this play. Great vision, great speed, great balance and quickness. The Jaguars had better be prepared because this is one of the best backs in the league. And they also have maybe the best wide receiver in the league, Julio Jones. Size, speed, toughness, he does it all, and he does it all, showing it all, on this play against the Carolina Panthers. The Jaguars had better be ready for the Falcons' best.